March the 21st, 2023, Exodus chapter 27. Divinely built. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. Indeed, you are truly good. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational and family. It's a great day to be here this morning, and you know, it's what's amazing is that when I sign in each morning, when I allow my voice to go over the air, you know, my thought and my prayer is to be in an exciting mood and have an exciting attitude, because for the most part, especially in prayer, coming out of prayer, I am excited, I'm filled with joy and expectations and hope, and you know what, but speaking to the family members of our friend who just lost their son, you know, it's, you know, you want to be in a solemn state of being, but they're in good spirits, and that's a good thing, you know, that's a very good thing. And I thank you guys, I continue to thank you for your prayers, your condolences, and knowing that we have an assignment here on this side of eternity, and we must continue to march forward. You know, my son gave me some good encouraging words saying that, you know, there is so much going on in the world that some of the soldiers, some of God's angels need to be on that side of eternity, doing a greater work, even a greater work than they're doing on this side of eternity. So he has been brought home to do the work on that side of eternity. So thank God for your prayers, family. Thank you so much. And thank you, my sister Delphine, for the image that you sent of the Ark of the Covenant. Indeed, that is, it's a great opportunity to be able to look at some of these things and put some of these pictures to mind and have an idea of exactly how things were done and how things were built. God is so specific and so purposeful. We're continuing in his word about the building of the altar today, and this word is called Divinely Built. Exodus chapter 7, chapter 27. Be blessed on today, family. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. And you shall make horns for it on the 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make pots for it to receive its ashes, and shovels and basins and forks and fire pans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall also make for it a grating, a network of bronze, and on the net you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners, and you shall set it under the ledge of the altar, so that the nets extend halfway down the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. And the poles shall be put through the rings, so that the poles are on 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. You shall make it hollow with broads. As it has been shown to you on the mountain, so shall it be made. You shall make the court of the tabernacle. On the south side of the court shall have hangings of fine twined linen, and 100 cubits long for one side. Its 20 pillars and their 20 bases shall be of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for its length on the north side shall be hangings 100 cubits long, its pillars 20 and their bases 20 of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And for the breadth of the court on the west side, there shall be hangings for 50 cubits with 10 pillars and 10 bases. The breadth of the court on the front to the east shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and 3 bases. For the gate of the court, there shall be a screen 20 cubits long of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen embroidered with needlework. It shall have four pillars with them, four bases. All the pillars around the court shall be filtered with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and their bases of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, the breadth 50, and the height 5 cubits, with hangings of fine twined linen and bases of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for every use, and all its pegs and all the pegs of the court shall be bronze. You shall command the people of Israel that they bring to you pure beaten olive oil for the light, that a lamp may be regularly set up to burn. In the tent of meeting, outside the veil that is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to be observed throughout their generations by the people of Israel. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Divinely built. Thank you for your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You know, God is so, he's so precise. He's so specific, so purposeful. Just like when the psalmist said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, in fact, let me read it. Let me read it from the New Living Translation. Psalm 139, starting at verse 13. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. Glory, hallelujah. Indeed, God is precise and purposeful. The pure oil signified the gifts and graces of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which all believers receive from Jesus, the good olive, and without which our light cannot shine before men. It is because of the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that is poured out through us, that we are able to endure and navigate this assignment we are on this side of eternity, so people can see our works and know that there is the true living God inside of us. The priests were to light the lamps and tend them day and night. This suggests that the work of ministers by preaching and expounding the scriptures, which are as a lamp, is to enlighten the church, God's tabernacle upon earth. Glory, hallelujah, blessed be to God. This light is not now confined to Jewish tabernacle, but is a light to lighten all whose eyes are open and for salvation unto the ends of the earth. We are thankful to our Father God who knew beforehand where we would be this day, this hour. He knew whether we would be sleeping, whether we'd be up, whether we'd be praising him, or whether we be running around outside in the street. Oh, hallelujah. But we are thankful right now, family. Thankful to our Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. In fact, let us speak to you right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you knew us. You know us so well. Your scripture says that even the hairs on our heads are numbered. You know us by name. You know every intricate part of our being. You know our ups, our downs, our downsettings, our uprisings. You know that when we're in the field or when we're at home, we know that when we are praising you or when we are not. You know our hearts, Lord Father God. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what we say, what we do, you are a judge of the heart. So search us, O Lord, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Search our hearts, Lord God. see if there's any wickedness inside of us. Oh, Father God, and lead us into the path of righteousness, of your undying love, your grace, your fulfilling joy, your peace. Lead us in the path of righteousness, that we won't walk aside you, Lord God, allowing you to lead us and guide us and direct us, knowing that you are with us all until the ends of the earth. We bless you, Father God. We exalt you today, and we pray for comfort for the family of our loved one who is lost, who is with you, praising you and exalting you, magnifying your name. We pray for their comfort right now, Lord Father God, that you will allow them to continue to walk in the peace that you have bestowed upon them. Glory, hallelujah. You said, he who keeps his mind stayed on you, you will keep at perfect peace because they trust in you. Thank you, Father God, that even here on this side of eternity, that as we have this work to continue to do, that we'll do it with the joy and the grace and the peace of knowing that you are strengthening us, that you are walking with us, that you are the one who endure us. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for continuing to show your love, your mercy, your strength in healing our sick, delivering the lost, and saving those who, hallelujah, who do not know you as Lord and Savior. Bless you, Father God. Exalt you in the magnificent and wonderful name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Glory, hallelujah. And again, family, be encouraged on today. Oh, hallelujah. Know that those that are around you, those that are in your sphere of influence, they're there for a reason. And seize the moment, each and every moment that we have here on this side of eternity. Seize it, family. Take advantage of it. Know that there is something to be said or something to be done. Even when there's times to be quiet, there's times to pray, there's times to rejoice and laugh, there's times for sorrow. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank God for every time that we have here under the sun on this side of eternity. And we indeed look forward for that day when we'll see him face to face. Be encouraged, family. Know that God is with you, and the assignment that you are on, it is purposefully designed for you. Continue to walk it out, live it out. Continue to pray each day and seek and learn and know the instructions that the Lord God has for you. Continue to be that light that shines in this world that is oh so dark. Glory, hallelujah. And those of you, my friends, soon to be family, we know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But this is your moment. This is your hour. God said that if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We all need a savior. God said if you call out the name of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. Glory, hallelujah. You shall walk with a family of believers. And it is your choice then to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Let him change you from the inside out. Oh, hallelujah. And let us do this walk with you. Let us walk with you side by side. This journey was not made to be walked alone. It was made to be shared in and with community. We love you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you, and we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, glory, hallelujah.